this is a true, and this is going to sound like I'm just being an idiot again, like always, but this is fair dinkum. There's a Sydney man, and he has implanted an Opal card into his hand to make catching public transport easier. So, Cam, what he's got, it's got the Opal chip cut down and then encased into a biocompatible plastic. And then he's had that inserted underneath his skin so that he can tap on and tap off with ease.
Yeah, because it's just so hassle. It's so much hassle putting your hand in your pocket and getting your wallet out.
God.
Isn't it?
I'm tired
every time
of that.
That just slows me down and I miss getting through the gate.
Yep.
My God. You know what? I actually saw that in my Facebook feed and I thought it was one of those fake news things because a couple of weeks ago I fell for the a fake article that stated that Sydney had shut down a silent disco.
And I was like,
no, that sounds pretty on point. That's something Sydney would do, a silent disco. And I thought, oh, how hilarious is that? Yep. I sent it through to the boys here to maybe talk about it on air. Liam's just fired back straight away, fake news, idiot. So I didn't want to touch this one. Yeah. But this is true. This is a true thing.
But if you are selling penis extensions, Dan Knight is your guy.
I definitely like one. Thank you very much.
This guy is a biohacker, and he's got a goal to have frictionless interaction with technology. So, you know, he's a bit of a future thinker. Now, his name, and I'm not kidding, is Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow. That is his legal name. He's also known as Mr. Meow Meow. And Mr. Meow Meow, I'm not kidding, he's for real, and he joins me on the line now. Mr. Meow Meow, how are you?
G'day, Merrick. G'day, Cam. Yeah, I'm doing really well.
Okay, mate, for starters, I know that that's your legal name, but people, it just sounds like a sort of dickheaded thing that I would make up on radio, but it's fair dinkum, isn't it?
Yes, I changed my name about 12 years ago. I was much younger then, and I kind of thought it would be a fun experience, and now it's kind of stuck. So I'm keeping it for the long haul.
Why Meow Meow?
Have you seen Super Troopers?
No.
Yes.
There's a scene in there where they said meow a lot, and we thought it was kind of hilarious at the time.
Yep.
Righto.
And then now everyone's saying it, so it's there forever. Just going back to what you were saying before as well about the penis implants, there's actually a biohacker from America called Rich Lee, and he's getting a vibrating implant put above his shaft.
What's that? He's getting a what
he's
implant?
He's getting a vibrate. He's going to have a personal vibrating penis. That's what he's saying.
Really?
Not me personally, but Rich Lee. Yeah. No. So there's some people people doing interesting things all around the world at the moment.
You don't want to forget to turn that thing off at night. You know what I mean? Holy moly.
I'm not here to judge, but can you get an Xbox remote there? Because because I put it down and then I go find it.
Yeah, where is it?
If it was attached to my peen, it was like, where's the Xbox remote?
You're never going
to
lose it. You know exactly where it is. Yeah. Put your car keys in your testicle sack. Yeah. There you go. It's a little.
Okay, we've digressed.
Anyway.
Mr. Meow Meow.
Yes.
Why did you do this? Why have you got an Opal card chip implanted into your human skin?
Yeah, so I think you've actually hit the nail on the head by opening up some conversations about implantable technology and where it's of use and where it's not of use. So whereas you might want an Xbox remote or controller, I catch public transport quite a lot. This actually makes my life a little bit easier.
Yep.
I never lose my card and never leave it at home. But it also, you know, if we keep on developing this technology, in about a year's time, I could have one chip underneath my skin that has my driver's license, passport, PayPass, Opal, and that's where the technology is going.
And
so
I was going to say,
let's
be fair dinkum about it, Mr. Meow Meow. That's where it's going to go. Eventually, we're all going to get chips, and that's I think it's a bit sad, but I'm not a futurist like yourself, so
I actually encourage. So I'm a politician as well for the Science Party. I encourage legislation that both allows you to have it if you want it and protects you if you don't. So you should never be discriminated against if you don't have it. But also, if you want to do it, people should allow you because you own your own body, right? And
100%.
I'm really interested to see where the technology will go with respect to some of your listeners that might be doing trades and things like that. So is there a way we can protect ourselves and make workplaces safer and make jobs easier by implementing this technology?
Are you talking about getting a Makita drill on your peen?
I think, it puts a new meaning to the phrase, get drilled.
Yeah, absolutely. Well played, Mr. Meow Meow.
Yeah.
Doesn't it scare you, though, that level of technology to have all of your information and to be able to be tracked wherever you go? You know, you just can never go off-grid and just switch off. Doesn't that scare you a little bit?
Well, I think this I can cut out of my hand, right?
Yeah.
Mm. How many people throw away their mobile phone?
Yeah, sure.
No one can. So you're already being tracked. You're already being monitored. I think the thing is, why don't we take some control back and decide what technology we do have and how the government and organisations access it?
Sure. Okay. Sure. And now, Mr. Meow Meow, I'm just going to repeat this for the audience. Your name is Meow Ludo Disco Gamma Meow Meow. Now, that's your legal name, and that's fine. Yep. Obviously, you did it several years ago when you thought it was funny. Do you have a job? What's your job? What do you do? Do you have a job?
I'm self-employed, right. So it's pretty easy. The boss is okay with my name.
Okay, that was going to be genuinely my question.
So I'm a biohacker full-time. So I mainly work on biotech startups. So things like brewing beer, but instead of making alcohol, we make palm oil. So that's the field that I'm kind of in. And it's actually been pretty good. It's quite a novel name, so people don't forget it easily.
No.
And because of that, it actually opens up a lot of doors. Some people are a bit funny about the name, but really all names are kind of funny. And like if it's someone with a foreign name, they might cop the same thing.
Mm.
After about 10 minutes, no one cares. They just care that I'm late for work or whatever. So.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, some people call their kids Jaden, you know. Mr. Meow Meow, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you about this, mate. It's really
Thanks
unique.
Thank you very much for your time.
I don't know if it'd be for me, but, you know, each to their own. Like you say, it's your body, it's your technology. You put whatever you want there, and I think it's good that you've put it in your wrist and not in your peen.
That's it. Thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
It's public transport after all. Thank you.
Just make sure you don't put your Fitbit in your wrist.